when the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me.
It's Bing Crosby with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra and chorus, Eugenie Baird and the Charioteers. Bing, what's on the musical menu?
Well, Ken, we're leading with one of the bonniest ballads from the score of the Broadway hit Bloomer Girl. This is by Yip Harburg and Harold Arlen. A potential hit, I do believe, the ever-loving Evelina.
Evelina, won't you ever take a shine to that moon? Evelina, ain't you bothered by the bobolink tune? Tell me how long you're gonna keep delaying the day. Don't you reckon it's wrong trifling with April this way? Evelyn, won't you pay a little mind to me soon? Wake up, wake up. The earth is fair, the fruit is fine. But what's the use of smelling watermelon clinging to the other fella's vine? Evelina, won't you roll off that vine and be mine?
Evelina, Evelina, why won't you be mine, my sweet Evelina? Sweet Evelina, why won't you say that you'll be mine?
Mind to miss you. Wake up, wake up. The earth is fair, the fruit is fine. But what's the use of smelling watermelon clinging to another fella's vine? Evelina, won't you roll off that vine?
President. Now he's in the Hall of Fame, a most respected gent.
And that is why we celebrate the blessed February day.
Abraham,
Abraham, thank the Lord for
Abraham.
And here's the charioteers with Tabby the Cat.
Cat,
who's there?
Who's that? Looking high and he looks so wise. Cat,
who's that?
Who's that? Just a sharp dress and not the sky. Someone ought to put you in the nose.
Oh,
'cause after all is said and done, there ain't but the one
that's really just the one.
He walks around with a righteous hand,
because he knows that he ain't no square. Never misses a spot of fair that's stabbing a cat.
He looks around every single night, and every day it's the strangest sight.
At the foot when the rhythm's right, that's stabbing a cat. He's the playboy of the alley, running around doing the town and calls. He calls cops, Daisy Valley, all the kittens so that isn't sound. He wears a coat that's a cat's meow. He blinks his eyes and he takes a bow, because he knows when to holler,
ow!
Stabbing a cat. He's the backyard commentator,
singing the blues, telling the news.
He hangs around till dawn or later,
just in case you throw a pair of shoes.
Well, he always bets on the winning team. He knows the inside of every team. He leaves the milk, but he takes the cream. Having a cat, I can prove by saying he's a killer from Manila. He's a gator from Decatur. He's the best fat cat of all my scratches.
Woo!
Having a cat!
Colorful. I think there was a pinky crept in there then, that last store, though. Who laid that feller in there? Who dropped that pink one?
I'm making believe that you're in my arms, though I know you're so far away. Making believe I'm talking to you. Wish you could hear what I say. I'm here in the gloom of my lonely room. We're dancing like we used to do, making believe is just another way of dreaming. So till my dreams come true, I'll whisper goodnight, turn out the light, kiss the pillow, making believe it's you.
A couple of weeks ago, Duke Ellington appeared for us here in the hall, and during a lull in the rehearsal, though only an expert could tell a lull from one of our rehearsals. Anyhow, Duke played a couple of his new tunes, which we forthwith programmed. Need I tell you, we first exacted a promise from the Duke to play our song from John L. Sort of, you hold the piano and I'll shake the rug deal. Here's his, and Jeannie Baird sings it.
Good time every
romance was a thing I kidded about. How could I know about you? I didn't know about me.
Say, Bing, listen, you, Here Come the Waves picture of yours. Is that the one where Betty Hutton plays twin sisters?
Sure is, Ken.
Oh, twin girls can cause a lot of mischief.
And even twin boys.
It's a little
rough.
I understand, Bing, that you do a takeoff of Sinatra in the picture.
Mais oui, à la vérité, vraiment. When I croon, they swoon.
Oh, they do.
Yes, they do. Not one, but hundreds faint in the audience.
Oh, wonderful what they can do in pictures.
Isn't it, eh?
It's too bad they couldn't have Bob Hope in it.
And Merle's mother. Yeah.
That again. Now, speaking of that picture, it's too bad they couldn't have Bob Hope in it, too.
Whose side are you on?
Oh, you mean you think Hope would look out of place in a sailor suit?
In certain places, he sure
would. I see what you mean. I suppose you met some real waves during the making of the picture.
Even so, and they're wonderful girls, too.
You know, Bing, if you were still a bachelor, I bet you'd marry one of them.
I think I would at that.
Thus grabbing a permanent wave.
Avast. drop the boom, the jib, something.
I suppose you did all your sailing right on the set.
We did not. We shot some scenes right out on the briny. It was plenty rough out there, too. Just one phrase kept running through my mind.
Now, what phrase?
Give me land, lots of land on the boat. I really did have to work on that flicker, though, Ken, from start to finish. I had to be right on my toes.
Oh, didn't you even get a chance to sit down?
What do you mean, a sailor suit?
At that, I'll bet you're a pretty convincing star, Ben.
Yeah, mate. Why, I ran into a bunch of sightseeing jobs who were on the lot one day, and they took me for a sailor, let me into a crap game.
What happened?
They took me.
I see you did work hard to be convincing.
You should have seen me studying my nautical terms.
Or, what's the first thing you learned to say?
Hi, babe.
The great lubber.
You. But seriously, Ken, all these swell kids joining the Navy can tell you that advancement comes quickest to those who have specialized education. That's a good thing to remember, especially for those who nowadays leave school long before they should.
Well, Bing, I think lots of them go back to complete their education if older people would just try to show them how important it is.
Well, Ken, would you help me try?
I'll be glad.
You like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are. Or would you rather be a flea?
A flea hops around but doesn't get anywhere. His brain is astonishingly bare.
He hates his homework in the study room. No wonder he misuses who and whom.
And so if you and the schoolhouse don't agree, you could grow up to be a flea.
Oh, Teddy. Or would you rather be a crab?
A crab never thinks with any reason or rhyme. He keeps going backwards all the time.
He told his mother he was getting sick of reading and writing and arithmetic.
So if you call education dull and drab, you may grow up to be a crab.
No matter what anybody says, you sing better than Bonzel. Or would you rather be a worm?
A worm can't recall what a great author said, but folks are way above his head.
When clever conversation comes about, he has to find a way to wriggle out.
Why graduate? Just refuse another term. You may grow up to be a worm.
And all the monkeys are in the zoo.
Every day you meet quite a few.
That's what you do.
So you see, it's all up to you. You can be better than you are.
Well, that makes you stand out there. You can be swinging on a star.
Whoa.
Here's the charioteers, friends, in a very practical vein tonight. Very clever arrangement of straighten up and fly right. Yeah.
A buzzard took a monkey for a ride in the air. Now, the monkey thought that everything was quite on the square.
Who's the square?
You. The buzzard tried to throw the monkey off his back.
Bop.
But the monkey grabbed his neck and said,
"Now look here, Jack.
Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Ain't no use of diving. What's the use of diving? Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top.
Well, the
monkey told the monkey, you're choking me. Release your hold and I'll set you free. The monkey looked the buzzard right dead in the eye.
It sounds like a lie.
Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow yourself. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right.
Look out, Jack. You're snapping your cap.
Ain't no use of diving. What's the use of diving?
Will the buzzer call the monkey, you're choking me. Release your hold and I'll set you free. The monkey looked the buzzard right dead in the eye.
It's still alive.
Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you hold your tongue.
And here's that other Duke Ellington tune I was telling you about a bit ago. Duke is really writing up a storm lately. Three or four hits. Don't you know I care? Or don't you care to know? If you know I care, how can you hurt me so? Darling, you are part of every breath I take. Will you break my heart or give my heart a break? I can't figure out what love's all about and where I fit into your scheme. Am I wasting time? Please tell me, 'cause I'm down to my last dream. Won't you please be fair? Love me or let me go. Don't you know I care? Or don't you care to know?
you please be fair? Love me or let me go. Don't you know I care? Or don't you care to know?
Busy world of 1945 are all too prone to forget the glamour and the romance of the past. And so for this evening's medley, let us turn a backward glance toward those days when there was less hustle and more bustle. Return to those nostalgic times when loving couples crooned to one another such tender melodies as these.
Lazy dolts and dozy dolts and little lambsy divy.
The milkman, keep those bottles quiet.
Not forgetting the simple sentiment of I throttled a drift drift.
What a lovely thing that was. Oh, yes, cousin. Those were the charming tunes of yesteryear, in fact, 1944. The year in which Johnny Mercer and Harold Arlen wrote the score, being heard till this very day. And that salty saga currently seen on the silver screen, Here Come the Waves.
Yes, 1944 was the year in which family groups, puttered around the parlor pianola or the neighborhood jukebox, sang roundelays reminiscent of the years when Grandma used to give voice to the violet-scented songs of an even earlier time.
Ah, yes, dreamy ditties like Who Threw the Overalls in Mrs. Murphy's Chowder, or The High Rock Candy Mountain, or Throw 'em Down McCloskey All.
Yes, being 1944, a year with much shadow. 1944 did have its sunshine, too.
Oh, a good year, a good year.
Truly a good Crosby year.
How come?
The 1944 witnessed the cinematic triumph of Going My Way.
Oh, now, Ken, please.
With Barry Fitzgerald.
Hmm?
I believe it's his name.
Yeah.
1944, the year in which numerous Crosby records broke all previous
Kensington,
records.
Kensington, please.
Please what?
Please continue. Love it. But really, it was a clever kind of a year, didn't you think?
Fast.
Interesting year. Definitely sunny.
It was sunny. 1940 followed the lead of Bobby Sockers by bestowing stardom on Frank Sinatra.
Into each life a little rain must fall.
1944 was the year in which many young girls decided to be more than just the girl he left behind.
Oh, yes. A lot of them joined up with Sam's Navy to avoid being like the gals in our first Here Come the Waves chanty.
There's a wave waiting in Biloxi. Says she's gonna marry me or bust. We're being married by proxy. When I find me a wolf I can trust. There's a spy waiting in Waukegan. She is really different from the rest. I think her last name is Regan. That's the name that's tattooed on my chest. A whacking Hackensack. A what? From Pontiac. I got them here and there. What the heck, chicks the chicks anywhere. Some of them are kind of Bobby Soxy, but it may be quite a lengthy fight. There's a wave who's waiting in Biloxi, but I'm strictly on my own, strictly on my own, strictly on my own tonight.
1944, a year in which deathless words were said by men of distinction. A year when George Bernard Shaw declared, "The difference between men and women is that men are pugnacious and women are very pugnacious."
Yeah, yeah.
And the clever columnist and expert Franklin P. Adams quipped when running for office, "My main strategy is to keep my trap shut."
He lost, too.
A long neck. In this year, radio's winsome wit, Fred Allen, delivered his withering last word comment on California.
What'd he say?
And I quote, "As for California, if you're an orange, it's ideal."
And an anonymous bard bequeathed to us my favorite definition of a wave. Sailors are said to say aye aye, wherever they may go. But I have found that this is a wave, a sailor who says no.
In that case, ma'am, We just have to eliminate the negative.
We'll leave us accentuate the positive, just like they say in Here Come the Waves.
A plus.
We are building that picture up to a big letdown. Play. You got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In Between. You got to spread joy up to the maximum, bring gloom down to the minimum, pandemonium liable to walk upon the scene. To illustrate my last remark, Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark, what did they do? He looked so dark. Man, they said we better act and raise the positive feeling. My name's the negative, latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess the mister in between. No, don't mess the mister in between. Oh, yeah. I'm gone.
1944, and Bob Hope's book, I Never Left Home, was an outstanding bestseller.
1944, and Bob Hope's nose was an upstanding bestseller.
And in a mellower mood, 1944's cooing couples could woo each other with our concluding Here Come the Waves melody. Let's take the long way home.
Let's take the long way home. Let's look for the long way home. And on the way, let's pretend that this wonderful night will never end. Would be much too soon. We'll circle once around the moon. Our dream boat will carry us across.
But we'll be coming at you next Thursday Eve at the same time with more of the same, along with our special guest, Whistling Fred Lowry, the lyric soprano star, Vivian Della Chiesa. Adios for now.
Harris's radio service.